Ethiopian review, Ethiopia. Where is
Ethiopian review. They threw that onto my porch this morning. I get that.
Where is Ethiopia? Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, a mere attendee at Denver Bible Church.
And Doug, the sermon this Sunday, we had a technical problem.
No.
It's not recorded. And it goes out to hundreds of people around the country.
Bob, that sermon must be...
It was fun.
Yeah, fun.
The universe, you know, how big is the universe? What's beyond the edge of the universe? Now, there are atheists, secular folks who think, there's no edge to the universe.
That's what I've heard them say.
What do they know?
No.
So we talk about what's beyond the edge of the universe, and it'll be fun. But I think since we lost it, maybe later in the week, perhaps
Do it right here on the show.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It could go out to the Denver audience live.
So do a sermon on the air live.
Yes, it could be archived on the web, and that sermon.
It was fun. It was fun to think through what's on the other side of the universe.
It was mind-boggling.
Oh, wow.
In a good
way. I'd like to hear it.
In a great way.
I'd like to hear it. So anyway, I think I'll do that.
It was a thinking man's sermon. Thinking woman's sermon.
All right, so we'll have fun, right?
That would be
all right,
great.
We'll do that later in the week. But the Ethiopian Review has a story on Colorado personhood submitting 80,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
The Ethiopian Review. Where?
Ethiopia. That's in Africa, right?
Yes. I don't think it's here in the United States.
They used to teach geography.
Yeah?
That used to be a course.
They replaced that with social studies, I think.
And they replaced that with birth control.
GLBT 101. Studies.
GLBT.
It's just embarrassing.
Yeah. So anyway, Ethiopian Review. That's pretty cool.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. What's with
that? And I thought I was bringing something to the show when I had this Westword article. But that's like a local rag.
A Chinese website had a reading test for learning English. They had a reading test and then multiple choice questions to check comprehension.
Yeah.
And it was based on Colorado Right to Life's website and the arguments for personhood.
Wow.
Some Chinese website.
Tell you, this movement has global potential.
It sure does.
Yeah.
I mean, they got forced abortion out there. They got Planned Parenthood out there.
Mm.
Yeah. So they need deliverance.
Amen. Well, you know, the personhood, the people behind the personhood movement, the spirit behind it, it could bring deliverance. You know my theory, Bob, Christianize China and they'll dominate the globe for the next 1,000 years.
Wow.
Don't Christianize China.
And they'll dominate the globe for the next 1,000 years.
So we need to get to work on that.
Yeah, we do. Cal's Astro goes there often, but today he's in Mississippi with Keith Mason.
Keith is there.
Keith Mason is down in Jackson, Mississippi. They have a press conference. They're turning in way over 100,000 signatures. Between Colorado and Mississippi, in the last 5 days, over 200,000 signatures have been turned in to get a personhood amendment on the ballot. Over 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been tens of thousands of signatures in Florida and
California
and Montana and
Missouri.
In Missouri, the ACLU sued to stop us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We haven't.
That's all right. We'll sue them back.
Yeah, we love it when the ACLU.
Those commie lovers and the ACLU.
We love it when they
all communists love us.
The Anti-Christian Litigation Unit.
The AC. That does work, does it? ACLU, the Antichrist Legions
of the
Underworld.
And so, Bob, one of the things in this Westword story that I was reading, they had questions about what they called an anemic turnout in that we only gathered 80,000 signatures this year, when last year
we got 130,000.
130. This year only 80. Why so anemic? What they don't understand
is last year the country was focused on Colorado, the pro-life movement.
That's right.
Getting Colorado on the ballot and the personhood resources in the Denver Christian community.
Yeah.
The human resources, like the leadership, and the money and the time were all focused on Colorado.
Yeah.
this year, in the same amount of time, instead of getting 130,000 signatures, we've gotten over 300,000 signatures.
That's right.
And the leadership is spread thin around the country. But you know what else, Doug? Last time we got personhood on the ballot, quite a few, about 20,000 signatures were purchased.
Oh, that's right. We hired the dregs of society to go out and gather.
Well, that's the way virtually every ballot initiative makes it.
Yeah.
They hire the acorn types.
Yeah, yeah.
To go out and
the people without real jobs.
Yeah, when they begin to sober up,
right,
around 4:30 in the afternoon, they show up with petitions.
Right.
And people sign their petitions out of sheer pity.
Right. Anyone will sign.
And they know they're going to get a buck for each signature, so people sign their petition.
Right.
It's easier than giving them 50 cents.
There you go. So we did that last time, but now this time...
We did that last time. This time, no money, not $1 spent purchasing signatures.
And as far as we know, this is the first ballot initiative. Now, we're researching to find out if that's true, but we haven't heard of another one that got on the ballot with only volunteers.
And with only volunteers, the petitions I've seen, the signatures, they are works of art.
Much.
You know, to get marijuana on the ballot, you can't even read the whole thing.
That's why they have to turn in twice as many.
It looks like an art student's project, modern art. It's just absurd. I don't know how they certify the signatures. Yeah. But ours, they look like it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a high yield. High yield.
So.
High certification rate of valid signatures. Last year, the secular media said that Amendment 48 had a very high rate of about 80% valid signatures.
Right.
And that was with all the Acorn guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have the highest ever.
Yeah, I hope so.
All volunteer, highest ever certified valid signature rate. And that's going to be great. And so there was more time and effort put into each signature.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how extraordinary this effort is compared to 2 years ago. It's pristine.
Yeah, it's something else, I'll tell you. The movement is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And we're excited. Hey, Bob, were you or anyone at American Right to Life on
no,
a flight?
I deny it.
On a flight leaving Vancouver this morning?
This morning. As of after midnight last night?
Yeah.
Mountain time zone?
Early this morning
no.
coming out of Vancouver?
No.
Because Mitt Romney was on a flight?
Yeah. So
He was apparently physically threatened by a passenger, and other passengers report that this passenger became physically violent and tried to strike Mr. Romney physically.
I did not do it, and if I did, there was a good reason, but I did not do it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Now, the key to this story, now, we're against anyone physically assaulting Mitt Romney. We certainly wouldn't advocate that, but here's what bothered me about this article.
Yeah.
Is that the other passengers reported that this man tried to strike Mr. Romney, and Governor Romney did not retaliate.
Ooh.
So not only is he a leftist, homo-loving abortion advocate, he's also a wimp.
He's a wimp.
I mean, if someone tries to give you a shot in the mouth on an airplane, you know, I would retaliate.
Defend yourself?
I would defend myself.
Well,
Mitt Romney went limp.
Well, Mitt Romney, he authorized tax-funded abortions for late-term children, and not even a veneer of some excuse, just for any reason whatsoever. And he did that through their massive government health reform bill.
Right.
That he passed.
Yes.
As a Republican.
Yes. Indeed.
And I think that's why so many of the national ministries want Mitt Romney to be elected. Because I guess they like massive government health care reform that pays for abortion.
And don't forget homosexual marriage.
Oh, yeah. They Mitt Romney single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage. So when Focus on the Family, their political director down there, VP of Public Policy, Tom Minnery, makes a political video, it's online. You could see Tom Minnery at ProLifeProfiles.com.
Yeah.
Just click on Mitt Romney's face. Click on his face.
Don't try to strike him in the face. Just click on his face.
Just
no need to strike Mr. Romney.
No. Don't assault him on the website. Just click on him.
Yes.
And you'll see Tom Minery with Focus on the Family saying, "We are so similar to Mitt Romney."
Mm.
And, you know, I got to think with a $100 million annual budget, they must do better research than we do here at Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, I don't know that they do better research.
Well, they must. They have $100 million. They have a whole public policy division.
Yeah.
Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have you.
Well, and a half a dozen dedicated volunteers.
Volunteers. And we know that Mitt Romney single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts and authorized tax-funded elective late-term surgical abortions. Tax-funded as part of health care reform. So why would Tom Minery at Focus on the Family say, "We are so similar to Mitt Romney"?
Wow.
What's with that? Romney is a Mormon, and they deny the monotheism of Scripture. They think there are many gods.
Right.
In fact, any good Mormon could become a god like Jesus Christ, have his own planet, and be worshipped. But also on
that sounds like Tom Minery.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds like an aspiration that he might have,
no,
is all I'm saying. Is that going too far?
Am
I allowed to say what happened with Focus, or are we not going to talk about that with the petition?
No, I don't think we're talking.
We're not talking.
Are
about
we talking?
I don't think so.
I don't think we're talking about it.
We'll leave it aside for
but
now.
But here's what Tom Minery says. We are so similar to Mitt Romney.
Mm.
And Romney is a hardcore liberal, socialist, pro-big government, health care reform, abortion spending, homosexual marriage instituting. And as a Mormon, the Mormon website, the official church, has a page on abortion, and they're very open. They say, "We're against abortion except for this and except for this and except for this and except for this and except for this." They have five exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So you could fill a school bus of dead children every hour with the exceptions that the LDS church has for killing children.
Have you read Jim Daly's commentary on Focus on the Family's position on banning abortion in a recent article? Did you happen to see what he said?
He said that we want to. Now let me guess. I think I saw a news report about it. We want to convince women that there's a better choice.
Now that was part of it.
Yeah. What?
But the thing that got me, he said.
I was a little worried about that because a better choice. You know, we learned there's good, better, and best.
Right.
So better
is good, and that means good would be good.
Right. So if there's a better choice, hey, a lot of pro-aborts think it's better. They say we want less abortion.
Yeah.
And a baby is a better choice, but abortion is still a good choice for many women.
That's what that implies, that abortion is a good
choice. It is. And I don't think he believes that at all. I just don't think he's...
He just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he wasn't careful enough.
No, I think that maybe he has a mental schism because
he said,
Jim Daly, who I met and offered him the petition...
Yeah.
At the beginning of the campaign, he refused to sign it.
Yeah.
On the advice of Tom Minery. He said in a recent interview, Focus on the Family has a $10 million political action committee budget.
Hmm.
He said they asked the liberal newspaper, Wall Street Journal, asked him, you know, are you going to focus on a ban on abortion? He said, we are not going to work on a ban, but that is our ultimate goal.
Hmm.
To which I say, well, wait a minute. If you're not going to work on a ban,
well,
but that's your ultimate goal, you're insane.
It's sort of like this, Doug.
That's insanity.
It's like if you had a big Christian ministry back when blacks were traded as property, the slave trade.
Right.
You said, you know, we're against slavery, but it comes with a big social burden to actually say we want to abolish slavery.
Right.
So we are Christians and we are against slavery, but we're not going to work toward ending slavery. We're going to try to improve the literacy rate of slaves. Oh. We're going to try to make sure that slaves, you know, that they're not alcoholics.
Well, okay.
We're going to set up Bible studies for slaves, but we're not going to try to end slavery because... You know how many people would disapprove of us if we – and that's the way it went. It went down that way. In America, Christians, so many, as in millions of Christians, said, you know, abolition is just too extreme.
Yeah.
Someday, but not today and not me.
Yeah. So Jim Daly, he's – You're saying he's not insane. He's just an average, run-of-the-mill, wimpy Christian, just like our forebears.
This is tragic.
It's sad. It's sad what the church allows to happen in this country.
Yeah.
It is sad.
It is. But let's pray for Jim Daly, because there's hope. When there's life, there's hope.
And he is alive. I can confirm that.
Now, Tom Minnery, is he still alive?
As far as we know, he is.
If you see that YouTube video where he says, did you ever see Lord of the Rings, Two Towers? Are you a Tolkien reader? No?
I can't say that. I have listened to some Led Zeppelin songs about it.
Two Towers. The Two Towers. There's a king of some Rohan, I think. Okay. I don't know the king's name. And he's controlled by this evil, wicked wizard of a creature of a man named Wormtongue.
Oh.
Tom Minnery, without trying, plays a perfect Wormtongue.
Oh, no.
He couldn't be a better Wormtongue.
Really? This is on YouTube?
Yeah, if you go to ProLifeProfiles.com.
Oh, okay, ProLifeProfiles.com.
Well, Lord of the Rings is not on
YouTube.
No,
I want to look. I want to see Minnery so I can put vision. I'm visualizing
he
this.
He couldn't play a better Wormtongue if they did his makeup just for that purpose. And what's the name of the king of Rohan? Somebody could call in 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. It's the horse empire.
Yeah.
They're into horses.
Okay.
Maybe Bethany could call in. They're into horses.
Surely there are some Lord of the Rings viewers in the listening audience.
Yeah, or readers. My kids have read
readers.
The Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
and my young
right.
kids,
that's
10,
right.
12 years old. And my older kids.
They were books first.
I had to read The Hobbit and Fellowship and The Two Towers because I was embarrassed because my kids had read them. But I never got the Return of the King.
Okay,
but
so Tom Minnery...
Tom Minnery plays a perfect Wormtongue, and it's almost as though, so once the king was no longer under the spell of Wormtongue, he came back to life.
Oh.
And now James Dobson is done at Focus, and he started James Dobson on the Family with his son Ryan.
Yeah, which is kind of neat.
That's
interesting. I hope that goes well.
But perhaps Wormtongue's spell... only reaches to the borders of the empire
there at the
down
camp.
There on Explorer Drive.
On the campus there.
At the Focus on the Family campus.
Yeah.
The $90 gazillion campus. And so maybe James Dobson will be out from under that spell. Maybe the scales will fall off.
Wow, that would be awesome.
And maybe he'll support personhood. He did sign the personhood.
He did sign the
he
petition.
He signed the personhood petition a week before the deadline.
He personally supports
and
personhood.
So did his wife, Shirley.
That's right. So we know where their heart is. We just hope the scales fall from their
so
eyes.
So imagine someone who doesn't personally support personhood. I mean, that's Focus on the Family right now.
Oh, yeah. They corporately don't support personhood.
And they personally don't. I mean, if they won't sign it.
Well, I have heard through channels that if we get it on the ballot, they will consider possibly thinking about having a committee meeting to discuss a vote on supporting it.
With Tom Minnery.
Tom Minnery will be in attendance.
Tom Wormtongue Minnery.
Wormtongue Minnery. All right, now speaking of worm tongues, Hillary Clinton, you remember yesterday we talked about Hillary Clinton, a very astute observer, who said that possibly Iran is moving toward a dictatorship.
I do remember that, yeah.
Well, Ahmed...
That was a quote from her diary from 30 years ago.
No, it was a speech she gave to some Muslim students.
That was 30 years ago?
No,
as
yesterday.
A student activist.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. Now... Ahmadinejad, the dictator,
yeah,
over there
of Iran, the puppet dictator.
Yeah, he's the puppet dictator of the dictatorship there. He says that they are not taking her comments seriously in Iran.
So the vassal dictator in Iran, they're not taking Hillary seriously.
No.
He says, doesn't she know we've been a dictatorship for my whole life, as long as I can remember?
Well, we beat him to it. We weren't taking her seriously yesterday when we heard this news.
That's right.
But I sleep better at night knowing that. She holds the reins of power.
On the cutting edge of the Islamic Revolution.
Yeah, right.
We're ahead of Ahmadinejad.
Okay, now, Bob, the global warming scare is pretty much over, and I don't want to beat a dead horse.
No.
Because you can pretty much put a fork in anthropogenic global warming. Am I correct?
Yeah.
But Just to,
it's hysterical.
Just some icing on the cake, so yeah. to speak. Lake Erie is frozen over.
Lake Erie? Lake Erie?
It's a big lake.
We vacationed it. Was that Lake Erie? We vacationed up in Lake, and actually in an island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lake Erie.
That's how big Lake Erie is. It has islands.
It has islands. It's big, and it's frozen over. Now, it hasn't been freezing over.
Well,
that's part of the argument for global warming.
That's right. Now, it last time it froze over was back in 95, 96. And
95? Wait a minute. 95, as in 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Doug, years ago. Do you remember the show we did way back yesterday?
I do remember that.
Do you remember about Punxsutawney Phil Jones,
yes.
the world's leading global warming expert, the
yes.
UN scientist guy.
He made an admission yesterday.
He's the one who created the hockey stick graph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That through the centuries, temperatures have hovered, but then all of a sudden they shot up recently.
Spiked. Yes.
Spiked, and the graph looks like a hockey stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, because there have been Freedom of Information
Act requests. Yeah.
Request mm-hmm. filed for his data. And he hasn't complied, and so he came out and he said, I lost it.
I lost it, mate. I'm sorry.
I lost it. I lost it as in I've gone crazy.
I just lost it.
I lost it
I
as in
I misplaced it,
I
mate.
Can't find the data.
The data.
For the hockey stick graph. And, you know, the day before that story broke, Doug, the day before, one of the newspapers in England, there was a column mocking skeptics,
yeah.
climate skeptics, who say there's no data for the hockey stick graph.
Right, the skeptics, yeah.
The day before, the media was mocking those of us who said there's no data for the hockey stick graph. It's a scam.
Anyone who would say that is insane. They're like a Holocaust
and,
denier,
and the,
right?
And the scientist who produced it says, I lost the data.
There's no data, mate. I'm sorry. But I find it ironic that Phil admitted that there hasn't really been any warming since 95, 96, 95.
Phil Jones, Punxsutawney Phil Jones, said there has been no global warming since 1995.
And as if to confirm
we reported this yesterday yeah. right here at KGov.com.
Yeah. And so now Lake Erie has confirmed that, yeah, it's cooler, as a matter of fact.
So Lake Erie has frozen over for the first time in 15
since
years,
been warming.
And I've got a book here somewhere. It's up here somewhere on global cooling, Doug. My book, it was endorsed by the scientist by the atmospheric research guys up in Boulder.
Oh yeah,
NCAR.
Wow.
And there's a whole chapter on the politics of global cooling. And that was in the 70s, and then it didn't get cooler. So they said, forget that. There's a coming ice age. It's getting warmer. There's global warming.
Oh, maybe they're retooling the effort now. Maybe that's why Al Gore hasn't been seen. He's somewhere deep in the bowels of a climate research facility retooling the entire argument.
Mars got a little bit warmer because the sun's output increased ever so slightly.
Yeah.
And now we've got tens of thousands of square miles of more ice on the surface of the Earth than a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know what's funny. Last night on History International, there was a 2-hour special on global warming with Al Gore.
Oh, man.
And that's the first confirmed sighting of Al Gore this year. And that was recorded
and it was taped.
3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So, wait, you know who hasn't gotten the news on global warming?
Osama bin Laden, because he's come out just in the past 3 weeks.
That's right. He's got to be embarrassed.
We've got to fight America. They're warming the globe. So Al Gore and Osama bin Laden, they're holed up somewhere in a basement in Pakistan.
But, you know, Osama, he's in a cave or something, if not in a grave. He's in a cave.
I think he's in a basement in Pakistan. Now, I've been saying that since the fall of 2001.
Is that right?
And I haven't, not that it matters.
Well, it matters.
But I haven't changed that.
We're in sharp disagreement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think he's dead.
Oh, you do?
And I think he's been dead a long time. But we'll see, right?
Yeah, I think he's in a basement.
He may be in a basement in Pakistan. I'm willing to give you that. But I think he's at room temperature there.
Okay.
But listen, the Obama admitted, not only History International has to be embarrassed, first of all, that this was on their schedule. They had to run it. And this is the week when the global warming scare collapses, and they're, they're running it. But the Obama administration is still advocating policies to fight global warming. But, Bob, one of them I agree with.
What?
President Obama is announcing today some loan guarantees to help build two nuclear reactors in the United States, the first reactors to be built in 30 years.
Now, I like building nuclear reactors.
I'm all for it. Now,
it's clean.
Yeah.
It's cheap. And it really irritates liberals.
That's what you couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. Cheap, now, clean, and irritates liberals.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is, he's doing it because they don't produce CO2 greenhouse gases.
Whoa.
That's why he says it's okay to build them.
And I think it's okay because more people have died in Ted Kennedy's car than in nuclear power plants in America.
Wow. That is an astute observation. Right? You should be in the State Department. That's very good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to give credit where credit is due to Mr. Obama. He's doing the right thing for the wrong reason, but he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Which that's about right for a liberal. When they do something right, they typically are not, they don't realize what they're
doing. It's like a broken clock, which is right twice a day.
Yeah.
Even exactly. A broken clock is right twice a day. Doug, we're about out of time.
Oh, no.
We got to tell people to get their signatures in.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Signatures are in. We're preparing for the curing period.
80,000 are in. The Secretary of State are going, they're going through them one at a time.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw out some thousands.
Yeah.
And then we'll have 2 weeks to cure, to fill in the gap.
Yeah.
Stand in the gap. Repair the breach.
Yeah, we'll need some thousands of signatures that we imagine.
A smaller number.
Yeah.
And we have 12 teams.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm alpha team.
You are?
I'm an alpha
male. Alpha
male.
Company.
That's right.
You're alpha company.
Alpha team.
There's Bravo. What other company?
Alpha, Bravo, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, India.
Zulu.
No,
X-Ray.
No hotel company. We thought that was boring.
We left out hotel company. Yeah. We got a whiskey company.
We got a whiskey company, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so anyone out there who wants to be on one of these teams, you could contact Personhood Colorado.
Yeah.
I've got a team, Doug. You said you've got Alpha Company?
I've got Alpha Company.
I've got a team, and I'm going to limit my team to about 20 people.
Really?
Yeah. And I have an advantage because we're on the air, you know?
Right. Now, you'll have the elite team that will be dropped in under cover of darkness on the day before the operation
The elite
starts.
Of the elite. We're
right.
We're the Echo Company.
And you'll have the black grease paint and the ghillie suits, and it'll be, I mean, if you want to be on an exciting team, which one is it?
Yeah, Echo Company.
Echo Company.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm the team leader for Echo Company, and our goal is to get 2,000 signatures, and I'm hoping to do it with 20 people in 2 weeks.
100 signatures? That's not hard.
So 50 signatures a week.
Yeah.
And we'll meet, if people want to, we'll meet every morning for breakfast, early in the morning somewhere, or coffee, breakfast, and then we'll go out together, we'll go out separately, we'll have a great time, and even if somebody's not in the metropolitan area of Denver, they could still be on our team,
absolutely.
Echo Company, if they're somewhere else in the state.
We span the state.
Yeah, so there are 12 team leaders, and why don't I mention a couple of the names?
Yeah.
There's Doug McBurney, Alpha Company. Joe Scott, Bravo Company.
Bravo.
And there's Brian Enyart, my brother.
Yeah.
Charlie Company. Scott Evans, up north, Delta Company. Leslie Hanks, Foxtrot.
Of course.
And who else? Bob Fortune, down in the Springs, Whiskey Company.
Yeah.
Lori Goble, up north, X-Ray Company. And so if you recognize any of those names, you'd like to be on one of their teams, contact Colorado Right to Life, for example.
Yeah, 303-753-9394.
Say, I'd like to be on the Signature SWAT team, and God bless you.